From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul, as Iraqi and Kurdish forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the IS assault on Kirkuk was intended to push Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The Iraqi army says the 9th Division has pushed into a town southeast of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and raised the Iraqi flag over a government compound in the town center. The army claimed to have taken the town of Hamdaniya on Saturday, but was likely still facing pockets of resistance in and around the town. Hamdaniya is approximately 12 miles from Mosul. The U.S. government is investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites, including social network Twitter Friday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interests in cyberspace, is monitoring this situation, and they'll take a close look at it. But at this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
And internet users affected by the outage did experience sluggish surfing throughout the day. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is rallying supporters to get out and vote as he steps up his campaigning in the final 3 weeks of the race. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. She campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
More than 4 million people have already voted. Including many people right here in Ohio.
Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch. The U.S. State Department has released a new batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, revealing that one document contains classified information. That email contains transcriptions of two telephone conversations that a senior diplomat had with top leaders from the United Arab Emirates. The documents were not marked classified at the time they were sent. Clinton has been hounded by questions regarding her use of private email instead of a government account. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he did not mean he would cut off ties with the United States when he said in China that he was separating from the U.S., adding it's in his country's best interest to stay with America. Speaking in a late-night speech Friday, the tough-talking president said he was not severing ties because Filipinos were not ready to embrace such an option.
I said separation. What I was really saying was separation of a foreign policy. In the past and until I became president, we always follow what the United States would give the cue.
Duterte visited China to attend an economic forum in Beijing. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer, USS Decatur, passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. The Russian national accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in a Czech capital has been indicted by a federal grand jury in the state of California. 29-year-old Josef Bokan was arrested October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody. The Russian embassy said they're working with authorities to prevent his extradition. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.